This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. You're listening to the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join Oanda senior market analyst Kelvin Wong in Singapore. How are you doing, Kelvin?
Hey, hi. Good to hear from you again, Johnny. Not too bad.
Excellent. Let's get, firstly, your overview of the markets as they are today. I note that oil prices are down more than 2.5%, nearly 3% in the case of WTI. And I'm assuming that has something to do with the latest data out of China.
Yes, precisely. So over the weekend, we do see the release of China inflation numbers for the month of September. So unfortunately, these numbers are pointing to an increased risk of a deflationary risk spiral that is still persistent in the Chinese economy. So what we have over here is that the headline consumer inflation declined to 0.4% year on year in September. So that's the lowest print in the last 3 months, came in below expectation of 0.6%. And stripping out of energy and food prices, the core consumer inflation slipped further to a higher magnitude to 0.1% year on year in September from 0.3% in August. So that is the lowest growth since February 2021. So net overall, it led to this kind of fearfulness that the window is closing for the China top policymakers to actually negate this persistence deflationary risk spiral that is playing out live right now in the Chinese economy. And also over the weekend on Saturday, there's actually a chance for them to actually address this particular deflationary risk spiral issue is the Ministry of Finance briefing. But instead, they let this chance slip. Why? Because during this briefing on Saturday, the officials from the Ministry of Finance didn't actually specifically mention any new form of fiscal stimulus in terms of scope and details, where in the last 2 weeks, market participants are highly anticipating some form of new stimulus measures out from China policymakers in the amount of 2 trillion yuan to 3 trillion yuan fresh to jumpstart consumer confidence in China, which is the crux of the issue right now that is triggering this deflationary risk spiral. So unfortunately, nothing has been said about that. Right now, that whatever briefing so far that we heard from the Ministry of Finance is more of a rhetoric. Yes, they tend to promise lots of stuff, but market participants are losing their patience. So what they want to hear is show me the real money and how are you going to implement this fiscal stimulus in terms of the details and scope. So hence, given such measures are lacking, that created a negative feedback loop into the oil prices today, which is down negative 2% as we are speaking, and as well as the Hang Seng indices, which opened today at a weaker footing as well.
Of course, Kelvin, this in contrast to how US markets finished on Friday with fresh highs for the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Of course, we're some hours away from the opening of US markets. Why such a contrast?
Because very, very interesting, despite the so-called anticipated volatility later 3 weeks from now due to the US presidential election, but traders and investors choose to actually ignore this potential increase in volatility related to the US presidential election, but focus on the Q3 reporting season, which is unofficially kickstarted last Friday. So on last Friday, we have the major financial institution reporting, which is Wells Fargo and JP Morgan. So both of these major US banks managed to surpass expectation. And that actually causes a positive feedback loop into the major US stock indices. So all four of them ended in the green positive by the end of last Friday. But the top performer is the Dow Jones Industrial Average, which is up close to 1% to fresh all-time high. The reason because it's heavily weighted by the major US financial institutions or banks within those 30 component stocks. So market participants will be watching pretty much closely this coming Tuesday as well, which we have another three major US financial institutions releasing their Q3 earnings Tuesday before the start of the US session, which is Bank of America, Citigroup, and Goldman Sachs. So if these three US banks or financial institutions manage to surpass their respective earnings expectation, that potentially could see the Dow Jones Industrial Average to print a series of higher highs.
And a little bit later on in the week, we're going to get the latest from the ECB in terms of interest rates. What are markets expecting, Kelvin?
Yes, so for ECB right now, very interesting is that due to the recent change of tone from some of the ECB officials, market now are just looking for another ECB interest rate cut on this Thursday to bring the benchmark policy rate to cut by 25 basis points. So net-net overall, what we could see very interestingly is that ahead of this expected interest rate cut by ECB, the euro has been very, very weak against the dollar. So the euro in the last 2 weeks has been on a downward spiral. So what we could see over here is that in terms of market price action, the euro dollar has already more or less almost priced in this expected 25 basis point cut by ECB this Thursday. So the next step over here is market participants want to hear how dovish will ECB President Lagarde be during the press conference on Thursday. So given the fact we have only about two more meetings more to go before 2024 ends, so market is still also looking for another potential cut coming into this year, the remaining months before 24 ends by ECB. So however, if during the press conference, President Lagarde, ECB President Lagarde did not give any clear signal of how the guardians will be like, perhaps they will actually go back to the old playbook again, saying that they are pretty much data dependent. And also any signs of mentioning about oil price that might start to inch higher from here due to this very unclear situation in the Middle East, that could actually see at least a bit of a snapback or retracement of that prior 2 weeks of euro-dollar weakness.
And finally, Kelvin, I know that in your part of the world on Friday, we've got quite a lot of data to look forward to as well.
Yes, yes. Primarily, investors and traders should be focusing on Japan inflation rate that is going to be out on Friday and the all-important key growth-related China data out on Friday as well. China Q3 GDP, industrial production, retail sales, and the house price index.
Okay. Thank you very much for joining us today. We'll speak to you again same time next week.
My pleasure, Johnny.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.